Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohite hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brohite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Temple now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Rusty Staub now playing right field. Carl Warwick now playing left. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohite is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohite is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cannell. Aspromonte moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hicks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snider strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite is 0 for 2 in the game. Brautite hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brautite for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Brautite settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Howie Goss now playing center field. Rusty Staub now playing first base. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive to left field. Spangler throws towards Lillis. Lillis fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lillis. Hunt moves to third. Hal Woodshick now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snider is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.